The Bush administration is preparing to make a major change in the way it helps sick and impoverished people around the world. As soon as this week, the White House could start releasing details about a new fund called the Millennium Challenge Account. The account is supposed to double U.S. aid for development in the next 3 years. But, as NPR's Richard Harris reports, a debate is already brewing about how to allocate those new funds while preserving current aid to the world's poorest.
When President Bush announced the Millennium Challenge Account last March, it was a promise to increase foreign aid and to promote good governments around the world. But the idea wasn't fleshed out, so there's been a lively discussion about what the account should be. Steve Radelet joined that discussion, first as a Treasury Department official, and now as a fellow at the nonprofit Center for Global Development.
This could be one of the most important changes in U.S. bilateral foreign assistance policy in decades, if it comes about in the way that it's being discussed at the moment.
First of all, it's a lot more money. In the next 3 years, the fund is supposed to grow to $5 billion a year. That's in addition to the $5 billion a year given now for poverty eradication and development programs. That's still much less than 1% of the federal budget. But Radelet says the fund is not just about money. It's about rewarding foreign governments that are following certain rules.
They must be ruling justly, they must be investing in their people, and they must be establishing economic freedom.
And it turns out there won't be many countries on the list of recipients, 10, 15, or maybe 20, far fewer than the U.S. gives to now.
So there's a lot of discussion about not only providing new amounts of money, but providing it differently.
Just how different has been the subject of lively debate. Mary McClymont heads Interaction, an alliance of non-governmental relief and development groups. She says there's a lot of interest in asking developing countries to play a much bigger role in deciding how to spend this money.
If they are able to really think through what they need in order to truly fight poverty and do it in a concrete way in their countries, they can discuss that with the U.S. government, offer up their ideas, and there'll be a true partnership in the process. Maybe that doesn't happen as well right now.
Right now, government aid money, funneled through the U.S. Agency for International Development, is often earmarked for particular projects, such as a particular hospital or water system, as it suits the donor agency. And those funds are sometimes given out for political purposes, to reward a friendly government, for example. McClymont says the Millennium Challenge Account is supposed to be more narrowly focused on poverty eradication, primary education, health problems such as infant mortality and AIDS, and environmental sustainability. Senator Jim Colby, an Arizona Republican, has somewhat different priorities. In a recent speech, he said he supports the Millennium Challenge Account, but he'd like the funding to change the way the recipient countries do business.
Now, this may not be a message that some in the foreign assistance advocacy community want to hear. When I suggest that there are other things besides the quantity of aid that we should be focused on. But as a representative of Oxfam International has said, the playing field is not level. It slopes downhill from developed countries. Therefore, I say if we're serious about development, we better get serious about trade.
Colby says decades of conventional foreign aid may have helped individuals in poor countries, but that aid hasn't helped the countries become self-sufficient. He says U.S. policy should promote self-sufficiency by encouraging multinational corporations to do business in developing countries and to make it easier for countries to trade globally.
Imagine if sub-Saharan Africa had 1% of international markets. That would mean the region would have $70 billion more in resources than it has today.
That $70 billion is far more than the nations will get through aid dollars. But as the debate over the Millennium Challenge Account heats up, this is likely to be controversial, particularly among those who worry that free trade measures will end up benefiting U.S. corporations more than developing nations. Another nagging concern is what the Millennium Challenge Account will do to existing programs that serve the poorest of the poor. President Bush said the money for the account should be additional money, but Steve Radelet at the Center for Global Development wonders whether Congress will be able to find that new money year after year.
It could well be that at the end of the day it's much less than $5 billion, or it could well be that in order to reach the $5 billion target, other current programs are cut back.
And that would hurt the world's very poorest people, those who live in countries so dysfunctional that they have no chance of funding from the Millennium Challenge Account. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.